10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:32. It is Thursday, January 16th. Almost to the weekend. You can do it. We are here just getting ready to get things going this morning. How you doing?
I caved in yesterday, and the most popular app right now is Red Note, the one that we were talking about, because people are going from TikTok to Red Note, and it's actually pretty cool. I'm enjoying it so far. The thing about it right now that's kind of a learning curve is a lot of it is in Mandarin, and people need to translate it, but I mean, it's videos, so a lot of the videos are fun, they're cute. It's a lot like TikTok, but there are like clearer video qualities, and it's something new that I'm kind of enjoying.
I don't think I'm going to go for that one. I don't know. There's something about it that just kind of worries me a little bit. And yeah, I am on TikTok. And so if someone's got my data, if the Chinese government has it, they have it. But I don't know. The fact that it's all in Mandarin and all that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to stay away from that. I downloaded that Lemonade, which was kind of like a knockoff of it's kind of like Pinterest/TikTok, and I honestly have gone on it 2 times. I didn't really get anything out of it, so I'll probably delete it. But yeah, I think I'm gonna hold off on that one. But yeah, TikTok scheduled to go away in 3 days. Here there are talks that there are some deals and conversations being had to try and save it, but yeah, I think I'm gonna stay away from that one. I'm just, I don't know, something about it makes me a little nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that I eventually, because a lot of TikTok people are users from America, are going over to Red Note, that more people are starting to speak in English, of course, and just have a little bit more diversity here in the States. So it's funny seeing like people, like I'll scroll and there's Mandarin, and then there's a lot of, then there's English and there's Mandarin. So it's cool. I mean, give it a shot, but if not, I totally get it.
Yeah. I'm just, I'm going to hold out hope here. And if not, then it's going to be like Vine. I loved Vine back in the day. It went away. I survived without it. And something new will come along here, you know, I'm sure in the U.S. But that's cool. Yeah, a lot of people are downloading that and getting their, like, TikTok fix. But it'll be interesting to see if they'll be able to do something to prevent this, or at the very least postpone it while they get things set up so that someone in the U.S. can purchase the app. Because, yeah, it's just, it's got a lot of people in a chokehold here, because so many people make their primary income from the app, and that's what's really scary.
And I wonder what's going to happen with the app on that day. People are saying it might just go dark.
Yeah, TikTok says they're just going to shut it down.
Okay.
It's just going to get shut down. And so I don't know how they shut it down for just us in the U.S. and not for the rest of the world. I mean, they're much smarter than I am, so I'm sure they've got that all covered. But that's what they say. So
they said rumors too that the app will just slowly degrade. So let's say updates will happen, but we can't update it.
Yeah.
It'll say that it's still usable, but not for a long period of time. So I wonder what way it's going to happen here for us in the States.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's going to be like the countdown is on. Everyone is hoping someone comes in here at the last minute and throws a Hail Mary and is able to save it. But we'll for sure keep you posted. A lot of people are loving that app, myself included. It's a shame to see it go, but we'll definitely keep you posted. We have a lot on the show this morning. We're kind of running late, so we need to get things started.
Yes.
Here. Let's start things with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear "Miss You Much" by Janet Jackson? Hear "Santa Monica" by Everclear.
We can live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the brink, watch the world die. We can live beside the ocean.
Or do you want to hear "Be With You" by Enrique Iglesias?
Just want to be with you.
Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can do that a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X, on Threads, at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, these two celebrities were spotted grabbing lunch together, and now the internet is convinced that they are dating. Can a man and a woman just do a platonic lunch without it being like anything more? We're going to tell you who they are. Get your thoughts. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Be With You by Enrique Iglesias is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you think that a guy and a girl can just go out and have lunch without things being weird or people thinking there's something going on? So everyone's talking about Sofia Vergara and race car driver Lewis Hamilton. They went out to lunch and now everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're together. You could tell they liked each other. The sparks were flying. A lot of people are saying like this was no big deal. They were actually with a few other people. It was a casual lunch, big group of friends. Just because they were talking and laughing doesn't mean that, you know, there's something going on between the two of them. But it's like blowing up right now. This is like on all the celebrity websites. And I'm like, what if they just like, my group of friends invited me, her group of friends invited me, we ended up at the same place, and now all of a sudden we're dating.
You're telling me they were with a group of people, they weren't alone?
It says, yeah, it was a big group of friends in a group setting, and by no means a date. And but yet, at the end, when they were leaving, they were together, like, waiting for their cars in valet, and laughing and stuff like that, so everybody is like, oh yeah, they're together. But, like, what if it's just one guy and one girl, and maybe you're, like, coworkers, and you go out to lunch? Is that something, you know, people start talking, you know, it's always a thing.
It really is. It's sad that is the stigma, but also that's why I'm always so just like, I have my guard up when it comes to just guys in general.
Really?
Like just guys in general. And it's not because I don't want to have a friendship or I don't want to have a relationship with them, but I just like, I keep my distance so people just don't think anything. Maybe I'm overthinking the people and what they think about me, but I'm just like, I don't want anyone to be thinking anything. I don't want people to be talking. I mean, if we're at the radio station and we're having a conversation in a studio, that's fine. But like actually taking the time and effort to go outside of the studio and have lunch, I think that's a little bit where the gray area is.
I will never forget. This was years ago when my husband was working like a 9-to-5 job in property management. And he and one of his coworkers went out to lunch. Like they had this program where he was one of the managers and they had this program where like if you were the employee of the month or you got recognized or something, you got to go out, you pick where you went out to lunch. And so he had to take one of his employees out to lunch. And so it was just a casual lunch at like Chili's or something like that. And I got a message from a friend who actually saw him. And they're like, I just wanted to let you know, I see Matt and he's having lunch with another woman. And I was like, God. Yeah, that's his employee, so-and-so. Like, they have a lunch. And she's like, well, there's nothing going on. I just thought you should know. I'm like, yeah, I know, but thank you. And just the fact that she, like, alluded to that was so annoying. Like, girl, if he's going to do something like that, he's not going to go to Chili's in the middle of the day where everyone's going to see him. Like, come on.
He's going to go to an inn off the strip. Yeah. Where and he's not going to be mad. He's going to be Eduardo.
Be so for real now. Like, yeah. Come on. It's mixed. 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's Thursday, January 16th, here with Steph, here with J-Love. You guys, I forgot to tell you something. I finally got my working, my fake Walmart Birkin in the mail. I finally got it. Did I tell you guys that?
You briefly did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yesterday, we did a segment on the TV show that I host in the afternoon on fake Birkin bags and real ones. And we had like a side by side of the fake and the real to see the difference. So for a brief moment, I held a bag that was worth $13,000.
How did it feel?
It felt different. You could totally tell which one was fake and which one was real. But I was like, wow, this is the only time I'll ever have a bag this expensive. Unless, of course, I hit megabucks. Do you ever think about like what rich person thing you would do if you suddenly became rich? I definitely don't think I would buy a bag that's that expensive. That would be low on my list of priorities. But what rich person thing would you totally be into
became
rich?
Personal driver. Anywhere, any place. Hey, Joe, I'm ready for you at work. Come on, get me. Or just anything with massages or spa days. I'd be going every day.
I want to get a gold plated bidet.
A bidet.
Yeah. I want one like the Bellagio fountain.
Nice.
I would go for like a personal stylist, someone to shop for me and get stuff that suits me, that looks good on me, that they have it, like they roll in a rack and there's all the clothes right there for me. I don't have to go to the store. It's like, yes, I'll take that one. That would be it for me.
I see that. I can actually see that tomorrow. There's tomorrow, Mercedes.
Yeah, but it's going to be like the Walmart rack for me. I like that one. This is what we could do. So we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. As always, 7:30, the Mega Minute is coming up for Mariah Carey tickets. If you missed the news this week, we have Beat Mercedes at 7. It is now every day. Every day that I win, we raise the price of the diamond pendant by $25. So today it's a $175 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you beat me, that's coming up at 7 o'clock. But let's get things going. Coming up next, we have What's Trending. It's happening. Is this the year of Justin Bieber's comeback? We have some details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber is trending this morning.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
We talked a little bit about this a couple of days ago, but rumors have just been building that Justin is working on his comeback. He's said to be working on new music and planning to hit the stage once again at some point. Have you been watching his Instagram?
So I have not, but I've been seeing people like, oh my God, Justin Bieber this, Justin Bieber that. What's going on in his Instagram?
So he posted something on his Instagram yesterday. It was like a video of him in a car and like music was playing and it was like showing him looking in the rearview mirror. And so I don't know if it was like really symbolic, but like people are saying, oh, this is it. This is the JB comeback. He previously postponed his Justice tour before ultimately canceling it back in 2022 after he was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. Did you see it?
I did. I'm watching it now. Is it the one where he's in the snow? Is that one the one you're talking about?
There might be multiple ones by this point. I'm not sure. I just, if this happens, do you know how happy I will be? Like, there's just so many good Justin Bieber songs going all the way back. Whenever this song comes on, I cannot help but smile. So check out his Instagram stories. It looks like he posted potentially new music there. So he also wrote the emoji camera and a hand holding a pen on there. If you look at the stories, so something is definitely up. People are commenting. They're writing things like "Let him cook," or "I'm gonna trust the process." So hopefully, we get some Justin Bieber music. The comeback is on. We'll keep you posted, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So the Food and Drug Administration decided to ban red dye number three.
Yes, finally.
They said it's amending its color additive regulations to no longer allow the use of it in food, in beverages, in ingested drugs. It was banned for use in cosmetics back in 1990. So that's shocking to me that it was banned for that, but we could still eat it.
Why did it take so long? Somebody needs to go ask them, why did it take you guys so long?
The food companies that use it, they have until 2027 to reformulate their products. Drug makers have until 2028. But yeah, they it has been banned due to potential cancer risk. Is there anything that you... I mean, it was in candy. It's in candy, cereals, the cherries, the fruit cocktails, strawberry flavored milkshakes. It's in like so many different things. Is there anything that you ate as a kid that you are like, absolutely not? When I have kids, or I do have kids, and they will not eat that. And what is it? 702-364-9400.
Hot Cheetos.
Why?
Because I had a bad experience with them as a kid. I ate too many of them and my stomach was really, really hurting. And I tried it for the first time, didn't like it. Second time, I'm like, let me give it another shot. I gave it another shot and I was hooked with Hot Cheetos. Then I started eating them too much, to the point where my stomach was so bad, it felt like a stabbing pain from eating too many Hot Cheetos. So that is one of the food items I would not let my kids eat. Maybe try, but not have as an often snack.
Did you see on TikTok that you can light those on fire? Those Hot Cheetos, you can light them on fire. I mean, it's sick.
It's bad.
Why are people doing that? Well, do you think like that was just like a personal issue? Like that was just your stomach and maybe they wouldn't have the same reaction? Or is it that you're thinking, okay, since I had that reaction, I don't want to take the chance that you're going to have that reaction.
Yeah, well, if they have my genes, they're going to have stomach issues if they eat too many Hot Cheetos. So I'll tell them, hey, be careful. Don't eat too many. Maybe try them, but please don't make it a habit.
What's the item that you ate as a kid that you would never let your own kid eat? 702-364-9400. For me, I am so disgusted that my grandparents even gave this to me. And as a kid, I didn't know what it was. My grandparents, they weren't the wealthiest. They were on a budget. I think they even got some government assistance. And when we would go stay at their house for the summer, every day for lunch, my grandma would make us potted meat sandwiches. So basically, if you don't know what potted meat is, do yourself a favor. Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
I did look it up.
She just told you not to do
it. But I wanted to see. You're telling me not to. The immediate thing is me to try.
Potted meat.
How do you spell that?
It's P-O-T-T-E-D, potted. It's meat in a can.
It's not like Spam, though, is it?
No. This is what it says that potted meat is made out of. In addition to things like beef, hearts, and tripe, which is derived from the stomach lining of cows, potted meat may contain selections from other animals, such as pork and mechanically separated chicken. It's also common to infuse the meat mixture with spices and flavorings to boost its appeal. It's basically like pig snouts.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
You got me a mechanically separated chicken is something like that.
What the heck? At the time, I thought it was fine. It was like, okay, she would put it in a bowl, mix some mayonnaise in there, spread it on bread, and that was what my brother and I would have for lunch. When I got older and I found out what it was, I was like, that will never touch the lips of my children. I cannot believe it. Coco just texted us and says, my wife eats potted meat all the time with crackers. I always tell her she's eating cat food. It's like cat food. It is so disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
We're getting some other texts here. Kool-Aid. Oh my gosh. The dyes and stuff in Kool-Aid. So disgusting. Here's a little tip for you, Steph. Hot Cheetos has to be eaten with cream cheese. Maybe that will reduce the stomach issues. Hey, Miles. Good morning. What is the food that you ate as a kid that you would never let your kids eat?
Oh, wow. Well, everything was good. Mom was a great cook, but she happened to pull this thing after dinner, and it was like prunes, and she would put them in a bowl of milk, and it would just get to the point where the smell of it would just make me gag.
Prunes and milk. I can't even imagine. At least you were regular, though, right,
Miles? I tried to eat it, but I would sit there for like an hour just trying to eat one.
Oh,
the smell killed me.
That is absolutely awful. J-Love, what was yours real quick?
Well, never let my kids have those frozen pizza rolls. Oh, disgusting now.
Gino's
pizza
rolls?
No, heck
isn't
no.
Is it Tostino's?
Oh, I thought it was Gino's pizza rolls, and Tostino's was those pizzas, the frozen pizzas.
So bad for you. So bad for you.
So delicious.
I think I just ate those this past weekend.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, TikTok is reportedly planning a shutdown of the Chinese-owned video sharing app when the law requiring a ban or sale of the app takes effect on Sunday. The roughly 170 million U.S. users who try to access the app are going to be greeted with a pop-up message directing them to a website with details about the ban. According to sources, users will also be given the option of downloading their data from the app. The company's plan goes beyond the scope of the law, which requires the app store operators like Google and Apple to stop allowing downloads of TikTok, but allowing users who already have the app on the phone to just keep using it. Members of Congress and the Justice Department say that, you know, it's a Chinese based app that is taking our information and they can manipulate the content and it's mass data collection. There are reports that both President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump are working on making this ban at the very least postponing it. So we'll see if that happens. They got 3 days to make it happen.
Honestly, I'm in denial that it's going away. If it does go away in 3 days, I love the app. But also, I've heard a lot of things about the Red Note app, which is similar to TikTok, also owned by a Chinese company. So I tried it last night and it wasn't bad. It wasn't like TikTok. It's similar, but you know, you have to be on TikTok for a while to finally get curated to what you love and what you like. So it's starting. It's not, I'm not in love with it yet, but I'm open to Red Note.
But they haven't proved why TikTok should be banned. They haven't showed us any information that they're taking our information. Where is it? I haven't seen it online. I haven't seen anything. They're talking about it, but they haven't proved it yet.
Well, I mean, I think the proof is that they have all the data. It's Chinese based. They can access it at any time. That's a fact. It's not saying that they have done anything with it,
right?
But they're saying, but they can do
and
something with it. You know,
but there's a lot of other. Okay, I'm just so it just irritates me when they say they're gonna ban something, but they haven't proved it. They haven't shown, you know, like evidence of, oh, you know what, this person, this happened to them, blah blah blah, and then this happened. No,
well, because I don't think it's happened yet, but there's the possibility it could happen. It's like, yeah, they have all your stuff, and if they wanted to do anything with it, they could do it at any given moment.
It's like you have a jewelry store, right? And you never lock it up. It's like they have access to it at any time. They can steal it. They can sell it. It's like having that. So it's like, do we want that risks? I completely understand.
Well, I mean, it's like, let's be honest. All of our data is already out
exactly.
There.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Ticketmaster.
Right. All of it. Facebook. They got all your data.
When another country has it, that's what they're saying. That's when it gets even riskier. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I am holding out faith that there's going to be some last minute Hail Mary, that something happens and that they're going to save the app. So we'll see. I'm sure this is going to be the big story for the next couple of of days. Also, a big story this morning, Kenny Chesney visited the Today Show and he made a big announcement. Now, it hasn't aired here on the West Coast yet, so spoiler alert if you want to see it, but the news is already out there. He is going to be having a residency at the Sphere here in Las Vegas. He is the first country star to ink a deal over at the Sphere. He's going to kick off his Sphere shows May 22nd and headline 12 shows over 4 weeks. He said, when the people from the Sphere expressed interest in talking with us, I was all in. He said, I knew it would require mountains of work to create something that embraced the 4D technology while raising the experience. So No Shoes Nation was immersed in music, visual, sound, and being together. So he says for him, this is going to be a whole new way of performing for fans, and he's really excited. Tickets for his Sphere shows will go on sale on Friday, January 31st on his website.
That's so cool for Kenny and cool for the country world too. I think this is going to be big, and I just think that having the Sphere here in our backyard, it's really bringing other opportunities for everyone, just more opportunities for people to come here to the city.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I've never been to the Sphere. I haven't seen a show there. Have you been there yet?
No, I've never.
I really want to see something there, but there are rumors of other artists, poppy artists that are going to be coming there. So we'll see. Like, fingers crossed. I'm not the biggest country music fan, but if someone invited me to go to that show, I would totally go. I just want to see the inside of that place.
At least a couple songs.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, this morning. So it's really great when companies let you be yourself, like let you dye your hair, whatever color you want to, piercings, self-expression. But sometimes it can lead to some embarrassment if you're not careful. There's a woman in Indonesia who just went viral after she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair. I guess she was messing around and she was sticking her nose in the holes in the back of this chair, and the piercing got caught on the mesh. No one could free it, so they had to call for help. The woman in the chair were taken in the back of a van. Like, she's literally attached to this chair by her nose. And they had to drive her to the local fire department where they were finally able to cut her free. There's video of the entire rescue mission. They had some fun with it. She looked actually really scared when she was in the van, but then she rides the wheelie chair up to the firefighters attached by the nose. They also did something kind of funny. They pretended that they were going to use a chainsaw to free her. So they pull out this chainsaw and she's like, oh, and they're like, just kidding. And then they got some pliers to cut her free. It's unclear if she's going to have to pay for the damages, but yeah, I think she learned her lesson when it comes to messing around with her nose ring.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. It is time to win. Beat Mercedes is back. It is back every day. We are going to test your music knowledge. Can you guess the song faster than I can? If you think so, caller 20 right now, you're going to get a shot at a $175 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We're doing it every day at this time. So caller 20 right now, you get to play. It's Beat Mercedes time on Mix 94.1, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. We're doing it every day here on Mix 94.1, and we have our contestant. It's Kim. Kim, good morning.
Yeah,
good morning.
How are you doing?
I am good. We are hoping that you are on your A game this morning so you can win this $175 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I've been trying for years now.
Oh, my gosh. I love that, because the confidence, that's contagious. I love it. So I'm going to leave here. Steph's going to play you this song, and just try to guess it as fast as you can, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
All right, Mercedes, she's taking off her headphones, turning off her mic, and heading out the studio. Kim, what are you up to this morning?
I'm working at Western Bar with Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Oh, I love you guys. You guys are the best listeners. What part of town are you guys in?
I don't even know. Sahara and Valley View area.
Okay. Somewhere in Vegas, we're here. All right.
Yeah.
Kim, so you know the drill. The first 20 seconds of a song you're going to hear, you want to guess the song faster than Mercedes. Once you know the correct artist and title, you want to say, got it, loud and proud. Once you say got it, we'll stop the clock. You got to give us something within 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, J-Love's on the stopwatch. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Got it.
Okay. What you got?
Is it Fergie?
Okay.
Fergalicious?
Okay, I'm going to tell you if you're right in just a second. J-Love, I got your song. He's going to go bring Mercedes in. Kim, stay on the line, alrighty?
Okay.
Okay, Mercedes is walking in. Let me make sure I turn off the song. Let me write down her song and her time in just a second. Jay, keep that up.
Hello.
Hello.
That was another fast one. We've had some fast ones this week.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was a pretty fast one, but I won't tell you if she got it right or not.
Yeah, please don't. The pressure will be too much.
I feel like if you knew, then you would be like fast regardless, even if you didn't know
the song. Like try to go even faster. Yes. Yeah, I've done that before where I just say got it, and then I'm like, I hope my brain catches up with my mouth at this point.
And so. Every time it does.
Oh,
okay.
Good luck.
All right, Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
4, 3,
got it.
2.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
All right. 1.15 seconds, Mercedes. What you got?
Fergalicious Fergie.
Okay. Interesting. Kim, she also got the song right.
Oh, here we go.
She
okay.
also got the song right, but she got it in 4.1 seconds.
Oh! Man, I can't tell you the number of times I listened to the song. This was like my daughter's favorite song.
And that intro, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my gosh. Kim, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad you got the song. You were on your A game, like you said this morning, but unfortunately I was too. Maybe that confidence you had kind of trickled over to me. I'm not sure, but thank you so much. That means our $175 diamond pendant has just turned in to a $200 diamond pendant. Tomorrow morning, will someone be able to beat me with Beat Mercedes? We will give it a shot. It's Mix 94.1. If you want a happy life, scientists say it's better for the male partner to be the higher earning. This is according to this new study of heterosexual couples. They found that women becoming the breadwinner resulted in a higher risk of mental health issues for both members of the couple, but especially for the husbands. We mentioned that earlier, and John is on the phone. Hey, John, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you doing, Mercedes?
Doing really well. So you could kind of relate to this a little bit?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a quandary, if you want to call it that. About 20 years ago, me and my wife got married and started our family out, and we decided whoever's career was going to take off, we let that career take off and, you know, just kind of pull it up. Well, her career was doing a little bit better. She's in nursing and I'm in construction. And about 5 years ago, she became a traveling nurse, and just the income from that just grew immensely. And it wasn't anything big until, you know, like recently her family is starting to put some pressure on, you know, just saying some really mean stuff at like Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know.
What are they saying?
Well, it's a lot of, you know, a real man would be like this, or a real man would, you know, and stuff like that. And then we live in Summerlin, and it's a pretty nice house. And last time when they were over there, they were like, oh, you mean her house? Because she's, you know, the breadwinner, and she's paying for it. So, yeah, they kind of, you know, get those little jabs in every now and then.
That's...
Me and wife are okay with it, but yeah.
Yeah, so you guys don't have an issue. You guys are on, like, Team Us. We are collectively putting our money into one pot, and that's what pays for things. But it's her family members. Now, is it both male and female members of her family, or is it just males, just females making these comments?
It's, well, she doesn't have any sisters. It's all brothers, and her dad are the ones that mainly make the comments. Her mom has made a couple here and there, but nothing really big. It's just mainly, you know, bros being you know, jerks. So
trying to give you a hard time. John, I wonder how many people can relate to this situation. 702-364-9400. Hang on one second. Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany, good morning. We're talking about guys not earning as much as women and how that can affect a relationship. You heard John just now. What do you think?
I think that it's insane. You know, he's still out there. He's working. First of all, money isn't everything. As long as you're happy and you're doing what you want and you're taking care of your girl, that's all a girl ever really wants. Money has nothing to do with it.
Are you in a relationship, and is that an issue in yours if you are?
So I am in a relationship, and in the beginning, I was making more money than he was, and he felt like he wasn't doing his job as a man. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was married before, and he would bring in tons of money, but he would treat me horribly. So what do you want? Do you want to be loved and have that unconditional feeling, or do you want the material items? For me, I don't want the material items. And I think it's a great example of what's been happening in California. You lose all those material items, and then what?
Then what? Gone. Yeah, stuff is stuff. It's
I want the love. I want that support every day with you.
Yeah, in my relationship, it's gone back and forth with me and my husband, where I've earned more, he's earned more. His job, it's very much set his own schedule, and then he can determine how much money he makes based on that. So some days it's feast, some days it's famine with him, and mine is more consistent. But at the end of the day, we've always been like, hey, it's all about what's in the pot for everyone, you
right
know?
Of course, as it should be.
Well, let's talk to Mark. Thank you so much, Brittany, for calling. I am having the hardest time with these phones over here. Can you pick up line three?
Yep.
Mark, please. Mark, good morning. Hold on.
Yep, he's on.
Oh, okay. Mark, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thanks for calling. We're talking about men making less than women and how that can cause some mental health issues with both members. What do you think?
All I can say is, John, you need to step up to the plate, be the man, and get a real job and take care of your woman. The man is the breadwinner. The man should be the breadwinner. You should be making more money and let your woman stay home and you could take care of her.
Okay. Well, Mark, I appreciate you taking the time to call. I am going to respectfully disagree with you. I just feel like this is not 1955.
Right.
You know, this is 2025. What is wrong with a successful woman? What is wrong with a woman doing so well that she can actually support a family? I think that's amazing. And it's not about John being less of a man. It's about, hey, this is our relationship. This is how we make it work. I don't feel like it makes her less of a woman or him less of a man because of that situation.
And Mark, is there something that makes you feel like a certain way if a woman made more money than you in your marriage?
You know, I come from a long line of men, and we've all taken care of our women through the years, and that's how it should be. The man is the breadwinner. The man is the brains of the operation.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark,
okay.
That's how it should be.
Bro. Dude, we're in the 21st century, bro. Come on, man.
And the brains of the operation, that's where you kind of lost me. I appreciate you taking the time to call. Definitely don't agree. Let's talk to Anthony here. Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. First of all, shout out to my man, Mark. My wife actually, for the first time, is making more money than me. I couldn't be happier.
Does it take some of the pressure off of you, Anthony?
No, but I'm just happy that, you know, for the first time, she's making more money than me. I had a private sector job, and I took a public sector job. And taking the public sector job, I took a pay cut. But I have a more secure future down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, and who wouldn't be happy to see someone that they love find success?
Right.
I mean, I would be so, so happy about that. Thank you so much for calling. Our phones are going nuts. Yeah. We're actually running late. Maybe we can come back to this a little while later because a lot of people are calling about Mark and his comments.
Yeah.
So let's do that. We'll put this on hold for right now. But for now, let's find ourselves someone who is ready to play the Mega Minute. Do we want to do that?
Oh, we can. Well, we're running a little early okay. if we do that. Oh, let's play a song.
Let's play a song, and then we'll do the Mega Minute coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. You are in for the Mega Minute. Yeah. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, ma'am. A little nervous.
Okay. I said before, I cheated. I looked at the questions ahead of time. I think you're going to win, Ryan. I really think you can get these questions. You just got to stay calm. You have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. Get them all right, and you're going to win Mariah Carey tickets, okay?
Awesome.
All okay. right. Ryan, let's say yes, if you're struggling with the question. Uh-oh. Is your radio on, Ryan? Can you lower it for us?
Yeah, I'm turning down right now.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
That's all right. We just don't want any confusion around here.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, talk right into the microphone of your phone, too. So here we go. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Tony Hawk is famous for what sport?
Skateboarding.
Yes. How many minutes are in an hour?
60.
Yes, the poodle skirt was the most popular in what decade?
1980s.
No. Corey Matthews was a character on what TV show?
Pass.
What country produces the most tea?
England.
No. A Psalm Saint North and Chicago are kids to which Kardashian?
Kim.
Yes, Jason Bateman plays Marty Bird, where he launders money on what TV show?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Pass.
A doctor who specializes in children's health is what kind of doctor?
Pediatrician.
Yes, in Despicable Me. Oh,
no!
Ryan! I'm so sorry. I heard the snapping of the fingers, too. You're like, it's on the tip of my tongue, and you're probably going to be frustrated when I give you some of the answers here. The poodle skirt, that was the most popular in the 50s. What decade? Yeah. The 50s. Corey Matthews was a character on the TV show Boy Meets World. If you didn't watch the show, I guess you wouldn't know
right.
that. I watched it. Topanga, all that stuff.
Sean, yep.
What country produces the most tea? That's China.
I wouldn't have got that. Hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have just taken a guess on that one. Jason Bateman plays Marty Bird, where he launders money on what TV show? That is Ozark. So that means no Mega Minute winner.
No.
That's okay. He tried. He gave it his best effort. Hang up and call right back, Ryan, because you can still be in the running for these tickets, two of them, to check out Mariah Carey, her Celebration of Mimi live residency at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Governor Joe Lombardo presented his $12.7 billion budget yesterday at his second State of the State address to the Nevada Assembly and Senate. He talked about permanent raises for teachers, public
nice.
And charter. In 2023, the state approved over $2 billion in funding for Nevada schools, which was the largest education investment in the state history for K through 12. And he said they're going to continue to invest in teachers with the Nevada Accountability in Education Act. That's to prevent further shortfalls. I hope this happens. We need to make sure we get our teachers paid. He also talked about housing availability in Clark County and pointed to the Nevada Housing Attainability Act. This is his proposal for helping Nevadans secure the American dream of getting a home. It's so hard.
It stresses me out. I mean, I'm renting in my apartment right now, and we're great where we are. But when we want to get a family, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about getting to that point when we have to eventually buy a home. It's scary for me.
The prices are out of control.
Oh,
I mean, I look at some of the houses and you know what we paid for our house when we bought it years ago. If we wanted to buy something comparable, there's no way we could afford it now. Like, my husband and I joke, we're stuck in this house forever because we can't afford to move to a different house if we want anything remotely similar to it.
Did you have anything, Jay?
No, I mean, my wife and I have been trying to buy a house here, and it's been like insane. The cost of them, like, geez, we should have bought 10 years ago, but we didn't. But we thought it was going to be the same, but now it's just out of control.
I like Jay's house. He's like one-story house.
Yeah, single-story, yeah.
Yeah, I like your
house. So are you renting that one right now?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Have you ever talked to your landlord about the possibility of buying it?
We did, and we looked at the price of it now. If we would have bought it back then, we would have probably saved about $150,000.
But it's not going to go down. That's the thing. So, like, if you even want to do it, it's something to consider. You know, they're just, I don't know. It seems like it's just getting more and more expensive.
It's crazy, man.
Also this morning, some people say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. 23% of Americans say it's their favorite meal of the day. Do you guys love breakfast?
Oh, my God, yeah. I love breakfast.
Breakfast? What's breakfast?
Yeah.
You don't eat breakfast stuff?
Coffee, water, a banana, but I'm doing it during the show. I mean, with our schedule, I don't have time to, let me wake up at 2:30 in the morning, make breakfast. No, that's just not ideal for me. I bring my breakfast here and it's a snack.
Mine's a shake. I drink my breakfast. It's a protein shake. You eat oatmeal?
Oatmeal and regular cereal, yeah.
My husband loves breakfast. Mm-hmm. He could eat breakfast for dinner. Like, he loves, like, the pancakes, the waffles, all that.
Yeah,
when
so
he's
good.
Like, let's go out to breakfast, and we go, and I'm like, I can't stand breakfast. Like, I just get like toast or something.
I like bacon.
Oh, bacon. We can all agree on it. Well, in this new poll, 56% of people say they always or usually have breakfast, but they scarf it down pretty quickly. 10% of people say they eat their breakfast in less than 5 minutes. Another 34% say they carve out like 5 to 10 minutes for eating it. One reason is that breakfast is just not a communal meal for most people. Like, it's like you said, you just kind of do it on your own and then go about your day. It's not where you like sit down with the whole family and have breakfast.
My sister-in-law's coming next week and she goes, let's go out for breakfast. I'm like, what? Breakfast? You mean brunch?
Who does that? Finally, this morning, do you guys remember when you could go to the store and shop and you didn't have to like call someone to open up the deodorant packages because they're all under lock and key? It seemed like everybody is locking everything up now. And the CEO of Walgreens just did this interview where he said that Walgreens had a 52% increase in theft, or shrink as they call it in the business. That was in 2020 and 2021. So they invested in locks and they started locking all their stuff up. But guess what happened? It turns out when you actually lock stuff up, people don't want it anymore. And it actually took away business. He said it's been largely ineffective. When you lock things up, you don't sell as many of them. We've kind of proven that conclusively. He stopped short of saying that they're going to start taking them out, but he did say that they're working on other solutions to tackle the shrink problem while still improving the in-store experience for people. I had to go to, it was, I think, a CVS, and I wanted to buy, I think Claritin or something like that, the over-the-counter one. And I had to wait like 10 minutes for someone to come and help me. I was just like, and I got to the point where I was like, forget it. I'll just deal with my allergies.
Those locked up things discourage me too from pressing the button and waiting, especially in the environment that we were trying to be fast paced here.
Right.
Come on, let's go. My Walmart neighborhood market has everything locked up in cosmetics, all makeup. medications. I'm like, I gotta wait for my nail polish or my nail polish remover for someone to come in and unlock it.
Or what if you want a different color? Then they have to come back, you know.
And the grocery stores, they got all the liquor locked up. I'm like, who? What the hell?
That makes sense, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
you go to a liquor store, it's not locked up. At the liquor store, what's the difference?
Because it's smaller.
Because, they know that you're there to buy the liquor. You've got, like, the teenagers coming in to Walgreens pretending that they're looking at them. You're buying your liquor at the grocery store, J-Lo? Come on now.
Yeah, why not? It's there.
He's like, I got a coupon for it. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. We've all had different jobs throughout the years, especially growing up, and you're trying to find your footing and trying to find an actual career. Sometimes you do a bunch of odd jobs. And I thought this was really funny. David Schwimmer, you know, Ross from Friends, he was doing an interview and he was talking about one of the jobs that he had in the summer after his freshman year of college. And his mom was a divorce lawyer. So he went to work for her. And he went to work for her as a process server. So basically, he described it as his job was to pop out of the bushes and serve you divorce papers.
What a job.
That's what he was tasked with doing. So get this. This is really funny. He had to go deliver papers or serve papers to a celebrity once. I guess this is around 1984. And he had to serve papers to Rod Stewart.
No way.
Yeah, he was being served by his first wife, Alana Stewart. And he said that he had to go up to Rod Stewart, say, "You've been served," give him the papers, and just run away. And now he says that he's worried about running into him like in real life because he wonders if he'll still remember him. This was so long ago. I don't know if that would actually happen, but
I can imagine them on a red carpet somewhere. Rod Stewart, he'd be like, "Hey, I know you from somewhere." He's like, "Yeah, I was on the show Friends." He goes, "No, you served me back in the 80s.
Does this sound familiar? You've been served. Have you ever been served papers? I have. It's scary. Has anyone ever been served, and where were you? What happened? 702-364-9400. I've talked about this before, how when I was like in college, I got a gym membership, and I got it at this gym that was near my work because I was working a part-time job. And so I would go after work to this gym. Well, when I left that job, that gym was way too far. And it was one of those like standalone places where there wasn't other places near me that I could go just to a different gym. So I tried to cancel. They're like, "You can't cancel. You have to stay here. You're under contract." I was like, "Okay, well, after the contract, I want to cancel." They're like, "No," but it was just a whole thing. So long story short, they sent me to collections. I was like 19 years old, didn't care, thought nothing of it. And one day, some guy comes to my house. I still am living with my family, and rings the doorbell. My mom goes to the door. And he is like, "Yes, may I speak with Mercedes, please?" She just thought it was like a friend of mine. She didn't know. So she's like, "Yeah, Mertz." And so I come to the door. I see this guy. I've never seen him before. He goes, "Are you Mercedes Martinez?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "You've been served." And he hands me this envelope. And I'm like, I didn't even know what that means. I was like, "I've been served."
Like on a silver platter?
Yeah, exactly. So I open it and my mom's like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Oh, it was like from a lawyer's office." It was a whole thing. So I had to call the lawyer, but my mom helped me pay for it to get out. It was a whole thing, but it was scary.
That's traumatic at an age like that.
Yeah.
Thinking about like someone coming up to you saying you've been served, it feels like you're getting arrested. That's what it feels like.
If anyone has been served before, call us up. Let us know. 702-364-9400. Or maybe you are a process server. Have you ever had to like do a stakeout? Like he said, it's basically a job where you pop out of the bushes and serve divorce papers. And it could be for any type of lawsuit. J Love, this wasn't you. This was who?
A neighbor, a friend of mine. And he said that he was just chilling at his house. The doorbell rings and it was a pizza guy. And he goes, "I didn't order a pizza." And the guy says, "You didn't?" He goes, "Well, here, here's your orders. You're being served." Boom. And he was like, "Oh, you got to be kidding me."
He was like in disguise.
Yeah,
as
a pizza.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Yeah.
You got to get access to these people. Oh, gosh, we're getting some calls. Wait until you hear where Shay got served. I can't imagine being here and then all of a sudden someone handing you papers. We're going to take her call and more coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Be my lover. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever been served papers? David Schwimmer from Friends said it when he was working as a process server for his mom, he had to deliver divorce papers to Rod Stewart. Talk about awkward. We've been waiting to hear this. Shay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So you've been servers before. Talk to us about what happened, where you were.
Yeah, it was quite a tale, I'll tell you. I was in the school pickup line. It was Halloween. So, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm looking at all the cute kids coming out of school. They're wearing their Halloween tops. I'm just smiling to myself. And then I hear a knock, knock, knock on my window. And I rolled down the window just thinking it was somebody from the school. baby, I'm parked in the wrong spot. They're telling me to move. Nope. Here you go. Here's your divorce papers. You've been served.
You were served divorce papers in the school pickup line on Halloween?
I sure was. And now Halloween is ruined for me.
I can imagine. I would hate Halloween. I would also hate picking up my kids from now on.
And then that guy probably looked like he was dressed up as Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like geez. Michael Myers coming up to your door or something. Shay, I am so sorry that happened to you. That is actually traumatizing. Renee, good morning. Were you served somewhere?
Yes. I was. My sister-in-law called me and said she wanted to see the kids. And I'm like, okay, we'll meet at my parents' house. And like the other person said, somebody jumped out of the bushes and said, you've been served. And I thought she just wanted to see the kids.
Wait, so she set you up?
Yes.
Oh.
How was that confrontation like? Did you tell your sister-in-law, like, what the heck?
Yes. In fact, it was my father's house, and he told get off the property. And this happened like 10 years ago. And to this day, I can't say the words on the radio, but ugh.
We'll bleep you. Go ahead, Renee. I wish we could leave that alone. Thank you, Renee. I feel your pain. I could totally understand that.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sarah, good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hello. Congratulations. You are going to win these tickets. We know it, to see Daniel Tosh. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with work harder or fly a kite?
Work harder.
Work harder. Okay, Work Harder Day was on Sunday, which is weird because I thought you're not supposed to work as hard on a Sunday. But these are all different types of jobs, okay?
Okay.
Different types of jobs. We got this. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Sarah and Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
This person takes your vitals when you go to the hospital.
Nurse?
Yes. This is the person at the head of the class.
Teacher.
Yes. This is a person that designs buildings.
Architect.
Yes. This is the person in charge of a company. They are the what?
CEO.
Yes. This is a person that helps build things, or they might be on the side of the road with their hard hats on.
Construction worker.
Yes. This is a person that rings you up when you want to buy something.
Cashier.
Yeah. Wow, Sarah. Like, no issues whatsoever. You were like, bam, bam, bam.
30 seconds, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. We could have played another round and been totally fine. Great job, Sarah. Daniel Tosh tickets for you at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. And we'll have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning, 8:20 with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. So you may have heard about the movement by TikTok users to the Chinese app Red Note. But now we have something to give us some idea about how many people are joining the app. Duolingo, which helps people learn new languages, they have seen a 216% spike in people trying to learn Mandarin this week. And Red Note is primarily in the Chinese language, and the roughly 700,000 TikTok users who have signed up are taking a crash course in how to communicate with their new friends. Unless some action is taken in Washington, TikTok plans to go dark for all users when the ban goes into effect on Sunday.
I joined the hype.
Oh, you did it.
I did it. I joined Red Note last night. I'm scrolling through. I didn't want it to let it consume me, but I did want to see what it was all about. So I opened it, and it asks you the questions of what you like fashion, makeup, so forth. And when I finally signed up, it'll show TikTok videos that are trending. I'm sorry, Red Note videos that are trending. I'm going to have to get used to that. Red Note. And a lot of them are like, hi, you're probably here because of the TikTok ban. You are now officially a TikTok refugee.
I don't know why. It just makes me nervous, the thought of opening a Red Note account. I mean, I don't know if I'll break down and do it. I'm just holding out hope. I'm holding out hope that something happens in the next 3 days and that the ban does not go into effect.
Same. Yeah, I'm in denial, but I'm also like kind of liking the Red Note.
Yeah,
it's also there. They have some videos that will teach you Mandarin. It'll be like, hello, is this? How are you? Is this? And then they'll tell you copy and paste the captions into either Duolingo or Google Translate. But there are more people from America that are signing up. So I think more videos from America will pop up.
It'll be interesting to see how well it does. So yeah, that's going on this morning. Also, State Farm, they are canceling their Super Bowl ad this year because of the wildfires in Southern California. It is instead focused on helping customers impacted by the fires that have left thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. The insurance company, they have faced a lot of backlash, not just this one, but many of them, for not renewing coverage for 72,000 homes because of fire risk. A spokesperson says the company has already received thousands of claims, delayed production of a tie-in campaign with the Apple TV series Severance, which comes back. So they are definitely kind of standing there with their hands full right now. But it's just, I just feel so sorry for all the people who are dropped from their coverage right before this, because they knew something like this was going to happen.
I don't want to think about any of the conspiracy theories or any of that, because I don't want to go down that hole. But I thought it was ironic on Monday night for Monday Night Football that they had to move the LA Rams game and Minnesota Vikings game to Arizona at the State Farm Stadium.
Yeah,
that was the closest one. Yeah, they couldn't do it here because we talked about that, didn't we, Mercedes, that they're doing a soccer thing here?
Yeah, they're getting ready for the soccer thing here, so they couldn't hear. But then another thing, last year, the State Farm Super Bowl commercial, it featured Arnold Schwarzenegger rescuing a kid from a burning house.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah. So they are dropping their ad. It's just...
I just got the chills. That's scary.
I know. It's really, really scary. So that's out of there. We're starting to see gradually some of the Super Bowl commercials. They're starting to leak. And I don't like when they do that. I like to be surprised on the day of the Super Bowl. I don't like when they come out ahead of time.
Me too. I like the surprise.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm there
for. What is the point of doing that in the first place?
I think just to generate talk and to be the first ones to do it. But then it comes on during the Super Bowl and I'm like, okay, whatever.
I already saw this.
Yeah. Finally this morning, if you go into next week and you're just not feeling it and you tell your boss you've got a case of the Mondays, you can basically get drunk at your desk guilt-free. Coors Light, they got made fun of this week for an ad that had an obvious misspelling in it. It was in print ads and it was on a big screen in Times Square and it said Mountain Cold Refreshment, but they spelled it refreshment.
Oh.
So everyone was making fun of them. Well, now they've turned that around and they made it into a clever marketing stunt. So they just announced that they are temporarily changing their name to Mondays Light, so people can go out and buy a case of the Mondays, which is what they had. They kept up the claim that that typo was a mistake, but they had that whole ad campaign locked and loaded. You know they did. They were ready to go with that. They're selling 12 packs of Mondays Light nationwide for a limited time. So you can also win some by posting a photo after their ad runs during the Super Bowl, which you can see the ad already early, as we said. But yeah, now you can just say, hey, I just have a case of the Mondays, and there's literally a case of beer on your desk, and then you can go for it.
You couldn't pay me $1 million to drink a case of Coors Light on a Monday. I do not like
Coors. Tuesday or a Wednesday. Basically, yeah, we're out. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about the thing that you still use that may be just a little outdated. That's on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Yesterday, I had like a total foot and mouth moment, and I didn't intend to make this comment. I didn't realize it was still a thing. Is there something that you still use, even though it's a little outdated? I was talking to someone yesterday. I'd met them before, but we kind of like crossed each other's paths. I hadn't talked to them in a while. We were catching up, and after the end of the conversation was ending, and he's like, yeah, just reach out to me. He's like, do you have a business card? And I go, do people still carry business cards? Yeah. And right as I said that, he whipped his out and gave it to me. And I was like, oh, sorry. I think I have them in a drawer somewhere. I don't have one on me. I don't really carry them anymore. It's like, no problem. You know, just shoot me a text or whatever. But I felt so bad because I was like, do people still carry those anymore? As he's pulling his out, I was like, oh, okay. So yes, in case you're wondering, people still use business cards, even though they're a little bit outdated.
I don't don't remember the last time I've seen a business card. I think maybe 6-7 years. Well, I did get some made when I started working here, and I went through them really quickly. I don't know if I lost them or maybe I really did hand them all out, but I can't remember the last time I was like, hey, here's my card. That's an outdated item, I think.
The way I do it now is if we're exchanging numbers, I'm like, okay, what's your number? And then I call them from my phone. I'm like, now you have my number. So we're good to go. Like, that's, to me, the 2025 business card. Is there an item that you use that's a little outdated, but you still like it? You still use it? 702-364-9400.
For me, I have... You're going to laugh. Do you remember those color retractable pens? It's a big fat pen and it had all these different colors on them.
Oh, yeah.
Those,
like,
are the best.
They had the small ones too, with like the red, the black, the green, and the blue, right?
Yes. I use that at home. I love those things. So that color retractable pen, that's my go-to pen at home. So if you have them, or if you haven't seen them in a while, they're probably all at my house.
Oh, I used to love those pens. Yeah, the big giant ones with every color of the rainbow on them. Mm-hmm. Those were the best.
Can you guys promise not to lie to me? I mean, not lie, but laugh at me.
What?
Because of mine that I use. I still use an alarm clock.
Oh, man.
Alarm clock?
Oh, yeah, as a backup. Because one of your phone dies... And you have your alarm on there. I use it as a backup.
What is an alarm clock?
Are you kidding
your
me?
Your phone's not going to die unless it runs out of battery.
That's what I'm saying. You never know.
Kim, good morning. What old school item do you still like to use?
I loved using an old school camera. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I love the pictures that it takes. It's just amazing to me. The iPhone just doesn't do it for me.
You know what, Kim? You're on trend because that's what all the Gen Zers are using right now. They are using old school cameras. They're buying cameras. They are all about it. And they do take the coolest pictures. I have to totally agree with you on that.
They're nice. I've gone to the games. I've gone to see the thrill games, and I zoom right in on the players. I like that picture. I love that, just that focus of it, that it goes right in on them.
Yes, 100%. I'm with you on that. We're getting some texts here. This one's from Coco. He says, people always ask me in my Uber if I have a business card. Maybe you should get some made. Maybe the business card is making some sort of a comeback. And then this one says, not an item, but my husband and I still text LOL. So insanely millennial of us.
LOL.
You know what else is millennial of us? Playing some Blink-182. I think it's a mix.